A few Lansing neighborhoods have recently received money for investing in improving their parts of town. The money comes from the state of Michigan through LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership. Southwest Lansing was awarded some of that money. Meetings have already taken place to determine next steps and possible projects. Here to update us on this Southwest Lansing initiative and to discuss other issues facing South Lansing are the founder of the organization Rejuvenating South Lansing, Elaine Wombolt, along with Melissa Kwan Huber, president of the Averill Woods Neighborhood Association. Elaine, Melissa, welcome back.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here.
We'll get to the grant and what's on your agenda here and what you're thinking about. But first, I want to ask you about this hubbub Tuesday night. There was a meeting at the South Washington Park housing complex where some number of people, including a reporter and I believe a member of your group, Rejuvenating South Lansing, were asked to leave the meeting. First, can you tell us whose meeting this was and what it was about?
About a year and a half ago when we first started Rejuvenating South Lansing, there was a number of people that talked about the problems at 3200 South Washington. And so we made it a priority to get involved because they are our neighbors and they are our community.
You don't consider it South Lansing, but you consider them neighbors.
They're in the Southwest Ward 3.
Okay.
So they're in South Lansing.
Okay.
And they've had crime and bed bugs and health issues, and there was a murder there.
Right.
And so what we've been doing is giving them support and trying to help them get stronger as a group and try to make some changes through the Lansing Housing Commission and HUD. I've attended different meetings, including one that was at the mayor's office, and he had requested that we be involved with the 3200 when they are trying to develop a neighborhood association / neighborhood watch. So they had HUD and Lansing Neighborhood Council or Commission had this meeting, which Carol Wood already had a public safety meeting the same time. But on Monday, Patricia Baines Lake sent an email out that she couldn't have the public safety meeting there and that non-residents were not going to be allowed. Our councilman, Ward 3, Adam Hussein, had talked to Tony Baltimore, who is the president of the board there, and he said that we could attend. I went as Carol Wood's guest, and Kathy Miles went as Adam Hussein's guest, but we were told we had to leave because we were non-residents, and they also made the advocates of the residents leave. Some of the people that were family members. And when I was walking out the door, I heard a woman arguing with one of the guys saying, "Hey, look, I'm this person's legal guardian. I have to stay. He doesn't understand what's happening." But
this was a meeting of the board at the housing complex itself.
Which is confusing to me. It is funded by federal money, which is a public building.
It's public, yeah.
And the residents also invited us. And I had different residents coming up and thanking Rejuvenating South Lansing for supporting them, and one lady thanked me for giving her the courage to stand up.
Attended the meeting and were asked to leave.
Absolutely,
is that right?
Yes.
It's now Thursday.
Yes.
What have we learned since? Have you learned anything since Tuesday about why this happened and what's going to happen?
At the meeting, Patricia Barnes Lake had said that if there was one person in the group of residents that did not want the non-residents or the press there, which Eric Lacey was invited
to. The Lansing State Journal. Yeah.
He was invited, and he had to leave also.
Mm.
And she took a vote, and there was only one person that said they didn't want us there, and everybody else wanted us there.
So there's this, it appears there's this territorial vibe going on
exactly.
here. This is some people feel this should be a gathering of only the residents, and other people feel a publicly funded wider issue. The public should genuinely be involved. Melissa,
I think that ties into exactly what the issue has been all along, is that residents have felt that they haven't been heard, their voices have been silenced, they've been worried about being able to speak out. So it concerns us on the south side that those residents had an opportunity to have support, and it was seemingly
you were there
taken
in
away.
A supportive role,
we were
not
just
in
there.
A
we
disruptive
were,
role.
No, we were going to just sit and listen, so we could then work with some of the issues. And they really lost a golden opportunity to reach out and everybody join together and collaboratively find some solutions for the problems, because there are people that are living there that are actually, they're afraid of their life. And mm-hmm. some of them are trying to move out. And I don't care who you are, you have a right to quality of life, safety, and health issues.
Have you heard anything from Ms. Baines Lake since Tuesday night?
No, and I think there's ongoing questions. Many of us have concerns about whether or not this is a violation of Open Meetings Act, so there's some work to try assess that situation.
I'm speaking with the founder of Rejuvenating South Lansing, Elaine Wombolt, along with Melissa Kwan Huber, the voice you last heard. She is the president of the Averill Woods Neighborhoods Association. We will move on to the original reason why we invited you here, and that was to discuss how you might put $50,000 to work here in Southwest Lansing. This is federal money that came through LEAP to your neighborhood here. Was the money earmarked? Can it go only toward a particular project?
Well, I think it's important to note that money has actually been already earmarked and spent for the consultants who are working with the project. So there's hope that at the end of this project we'll have some specific initiatives or ideas or things that we would want to go after for grant money or other leveraging other funds so that we can do some implementation, because that's really where we want to go with this. We've had a lot of organizations that have been doing planning and listening to residents and doing visioning processes. So we're trying to pull all that together with what the consultants are doing and help us
to really develop
a plan.
Who are the consultants?
Kunch Solutions out of Grand Ledge.
Okay. And can you tell us anything at all about the kinds of projects that they are looking at or that you would like to see?
What we've done is we've had leadership teams, and we are part of that. But and we had our first community meeting that was the end of June, where we brought in residents and community leaders. And they had the opportunity to put up on the boards different ideas that they would like to see to happen in this specific area of Southwest Lansing, which is south of 496, Mount Hope, down MLK, across to Miller.
Okay.
And that's the area it falls in. And through that, then, we have the input on what type of businesses they would like, what type of events they would like to happen, some of the problem areas. And from that, it was thought that homes and Pleasant Grove. Mountain Pleasant Grove would be a center, because there is so much, there's been crime there. There's just all kinds of problems there. So we'd like to start in that area to try to bring in some new businesses. Now, nothing has been decided. We're going to have another community meeting in early August, and there we'll bring back the community and community leaders, and we'll discuss what all's happened in our second stage of developing.
On your first visit, this is your second visit together here to Current State. On your first visit, that was a focus of what you had to share back then, was souping up the economic, was souping what the diversity of businesses. And I know there was a concern about too many medical marijuana businesses.
Yes, we have even more now. We've got over 70 in the city of Lansing.
Yeah.
And Melissa's been working on her program with restaurants, and I'll let her talk a little about that.
Sure. Well, I think one of the things couple of things that are happening, I think, with this initiative that relates to both what Rejuvenating South Lansing is doing and what the South Lansing Community Development Association is doing. So all three of the groups are kind of partnering together and figuring out what we can work on together. So that South Lansing Community Development Association has been working to talk to businesses and find out what kind of things would be useful for them and helping them to grow their businesses. And then on our end, what we're working on with our survey of restaurants is to try and develop clustering of restaurants together, because when restaurants are clustered together, they have more draw than if just one alone. And it's really important because on our side of town, it's in Southwest Lansing, we have $500 million of economic buying power, and we've spent almost $23 million on food out eating out at restaurants. And for the first time last year, residents are across the country, people have spent more money eating out than buying groceries.
So you've got a commercial, there's an emphasis here on economic development.
Mm-hmm. As well as, that's a big portion. And then there's also the issues that are like creating the conditions to help the community thrive and grow and build. So there's economic development and there's community development. So it remains to be seen which areas we're going to be targeting first and what order. But those are both important parts.
What kind of community development here? The economic development aside for just a second, the community development, what does Southwest Lansing need?
One of the things that we really want to have is like a community center where seniors can come, families can come, and to develop programs for the youth. We believe that the youth needs to have some organized activities in various areas, and not just in the sporting areas, in the science areas, in different in art areas, and different things like that. And we want to have that center be the area where families can come in and do different things if they want to.
This is a community center, Elaine? I mean, we're talking about a center. What kind of center here?
We're looking for a
public building or a public?
Well, we don't know. We're looking at funds. We're in a dream stage somewhat. But ideally, if we could, this community center would be an area where they could have recreational sports. Maybe they would have an area that is set up for seniors where they could come in and gather and receive any type of information or socialization. As you know, we have the river trails and river walks and that, and that's been an important part in South Lansing altogether, because people love to get out. And so these are some of the things that we're talking about. And we want to improve our infrastructure. We want to help with the crime. I mean, we get a lot of thoughts about crime, but we are 60% of the residents that live in South Lansing.
Do you feel you're ably represented on the city council? You mentioned Adam Hussein.
Oh, right. Has been a firecracker for us.
Okay.
I mean, I think 3200 South Washington was brought up to the forefront, and it's on the front burner largely because of him, and he's been very active in making sure we have lots of partners here at the table for these initiatives.
And Councilman Wood and Councilmember Washington and Councilmember Judy Brown Clark.
We have to leave it there. We had a long list of other topics I wanted to get to, but what happened here at South Washington.
It's important to talk
it's
about.
It's important. I wanted to get that out on the table, so we ended up talking about that.
We'll come back whenever you want.
I did want to ask you about the First Cannabis Church of Logic and Reason. We will save that for another visit. I want to thank our guests. We've been speaking with the founder of Rejuvenating South Lansing, Elaine Wombold, along with Melissa Kwan Huber, president of the Averill Woods Neighborhood Association. Thank you both for being here. Good
luck.
Thank
you for having us.